I been here before? Have I come back for more?
Well, I am thrilled to be in Buffalo. I was born and bred in New York and thrilled to, you know, bring this show here.
Shortly before the show premiered in Buffalo, Hal Ludtick, the producer of Kinky Boots, was backstage. It's won 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It's considered inspirational because it's based on a real-life story of a shoe factory owner struggling with his father's former business that was falling apart. But he teams with another man named Lola, a drag queen. As both men share their personal identities of being a man, they turn the former men's shoe factory into a fabulous stiletto-style boot company featuring kinky boots for drag queens.
So wonderful, and has such a great message across the board about acceptance and accepting yourself, accepting others, about changing the world when you change your mind. It is one of my favorite shows that I've ever produced.
The music was written by pop star Cyndi Lauper. Ludtick was thankful for her music expertise, but also her willingness to learn how to score a Broadway show.
She came into this process because Harvey Fierstein brought her in, they're friends. She had never written for the theater before. She kind of loves the theater, but she had never written before. And she came in and said, teach me. You know, teach me how to write a song that moves plot along. Teach me how to write a song that moves a character from point A to point B. You know, writing music for theater is a lot different than writing a pop song where you just, you know, repeat the chorus and people are dancing and boogieing. This has to do all those things. It has to move the plot along, has to move the character along. And Cyndi was open to that. And, you know, she's a great star. I mean, I was in awe. Cyndi Lauper, oh my God, you know, girls just want to have fun. And yet, whenever something didn't work, she was the first person, as we were writing the show, she was the first person to say, it's gone. I'm going to change it. And I thought that was so courageous and so wonderful.
Who came up with the idea of kinky boots?
You know, kinky actually means odd. There is nothing in this show that a family cannot see, because kinky means odd. It just means weird. And, you know, in England, where it came from, if somebody said to you, ooh, that's a kinky sweater, it just means it's an odd sweater. It's a funny sweater kind of thing. So first it became a real story, and then it became a film. I saw the film. My co-producer, Daryl Roth, saw the film at the same time, although we didn't know it. And we had lunch. She invited me to lunch and said, I just saw this wonderful film called Kinky Boots. And I said, oh, so did I. And we collectively just said, let's do it right now.
Are there some cities where it wouldn't be accepted to come in with kinky boots?
You know, that is a great question. I'm going to tell you the truth. When we started the tour, I was very worried about that. I was very worried that we would go across the country and there might be cities that weren't. And you know what? Everybody is embracing this show with such love and such compassion and such joy. I am so pleased. I stand in the back sometimes in maybe cities that I thought it wasn't going to, and I weep because they're leaping to their feet. They're loving it, and they're coming back to see it again and again, and they're bringing people. So it's touching people, and I think everybody could use a dose of that.
Kinky Boots is in its first year of touring. It just completed its second year on Broadway. Buffalo is considered one of the biggest theater towns in America, and that's very enticing for producers and promoters of these Broadway hits.
This community loves theater, loves Shays also, but is also going to fall in love with this show.
Al Nocciolino is president and CEO of NAC Entertainment. The company works to bring the Broadway tours into upstate cities like Buffalo.
But most importantly, I think we have to give a lot of credit to the people here in Western New York who support the theater, not just us, but all theater, and we're part of that, so we're really happy about it.
At Tuesday's opening night at Shays, it proved to be well-received by the Buffalo audience. They reacted with plenty of laughter, cheering on the characters, and great applause, ending with a standing ovation.
So the people of Buffalo are going to get a real, real treat. And that's great. As a producer, you're like a parent of a child, and the city is going to fall in love with my child in a few hours, so I'm very excited.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.